Well, I've got to confess, I've been wrong on the inflation numbers over the last 3 or 4 months as well, but at least I'm willing to admit I was wrong.
You were also wrong on the other direction. You said that you said they weren't going to be as good, and then they became better.
Yeah, the numbers got better, and look, it's very clear that Trump, you know, he's just pushing all the right buttons right now. It's hard to find anything in this economy today to complain about. I mean, we have 7 million job openings. We've got a record number of Americans working. Real wages are rising for the first time in 4 years. That inflation number blew me away. I mean, I did think that tariffs would raise prices. They did a little bit, but not much. And that was offset by the fact that the economy is doing really well. We're producing more goods and services. And this is just basic supply side economics. Mm-hmm. If you produce more eggs and you produce more oil, guess what? The price of these things go down. Now, I know for people who work for Joe Biden, that was a tough thing to figure out, but I'm glad I was wrong, but I'm just surprised that so many of these people haven't done a mea culpa and said, look, I'm wrong. Remember, yeah, by the way, that when Biden started his massive $4 or $5 trillion spending spree, you may recall that there were 12 Nobel Prize economists that said, don't worry, this won't cause inflation. And then we had the highest inflation ever. I would think, wouldn't you think these people would just send their PhDs back and say, we don't have any idea what we're talking about?